just after 5 p.m. Central European time, and it's day 9 of the 12th IAAF World Athletics Championships here in Berlin. And so far today, we've seen the conclusion of the women's marathon.
So here she is now. She's got pain etched all over her face, but she's going through the Brandenburg Gate. Zhao Bai will become, in just a matter of seconds, Zhao Bai is going through the Brandenburg Gate. She's on her way to clinch the first Chinese gold medal in the women's marathon. Bai is the new Women's World Championship marathon gold medalist.
Next up, it's the men's 5,000 metres, and this is the only title that eludes the Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele. And so, can he strike gold here in Berlin? Let's go over to Phil for commentary.
So they're hearing the bell, and it's Bekele at the front, Kipchoge, Kipsiru on the inside, Selsouni from Morocco. Coming around the outside very quickly is Qualia, Bernard Lagat also in there. Chris Zelinski from the United States just struggling. It's still seven men in contention with 250 metres to go. It's Bekele at front looking for the gold medal that's missing from his collection. Kipchoge on his shoulder on the outside, and behind him it's Qualia. Qualia trying to find a way out. He's boxed. It's going to be Kipchoge pushing hard, but coming back at him, Bekele just losing the lead for a moment, but he's back in pole position. Coming into the home straight, it's Bekele at the front. Bekele's charging for home, but coming back at him is Bernard Lagat. But it's Bekele. Bekele fighting with Lagat for the gold medal. It's going to be Bekele. Bekele crosses the line in first place. Bernard Lagat second, and James Qualia from Qatar third. Kenenisa Bekele has the one title that's been missing from his illustrious collection. He's come so often to these championships and won the 10,000 metres, but on the only other occasion he was here contesting 12 and a half laps, he came third, and that was back in 2003. But he had enough strength after winning the 10,000 metres earlier this week to come back, have two races over this distance, and emerge triumphant. Coming home in second place after battling him all the way down the home straight, the 2007 champion, the United States' Bernard Lagat. No disgrace whatsoever to Lagat. He takes the silver medal on this occasion, and a bronze medal goes to Qatar's James Qualia. Official time, 13 minutes, 17.09 seconds for Bekele, and he's a happy man, just as he did 12 months ago. He's come to a major championship. He did it at the Olympic Games, and now he's done it at the World Championships. He's done the long-distance double, adding the 5,000 metres to the 10,000 metres gold medal he won earlier in the championship.
Let's get on with the action straight away, as it's the women's 1,500 metres. So, will the Bahraini athlete Mariam Jamal successfully defend her world title? The race is now underway, and with commentary, here's Garfield.
250 metres remaining. The race is now on as Jamal now seeks to get that lead. Also, oh, there's a bit of a push, and the Ethiopian athlete falls to the ground, Gazan. I think the Spanish athlete is going to be in trouble, Fernandez, because she looked to have been in a bit of a pushing there. But however, Jamal is up front. Rodriguez now in second position. Then back in third is the Russian Edmanova. They're coming to the straightaway. Jamal is tiring. So we have Rodriguez now taking the lead. What a performance here, Rodriguez. Jamal in second, then back in third. It is Dobrinska of Great Britain, and Rodriguez wins 4 minutes 3.37 seconds, winning ahead of the favorite and defending champion Jamal. Back in third looks to be Dobrinska of Great Britain, but there's certainly going to be problems here, because at the 200 meter mark, unfortunately for the Ethiopian athlete Gazan, she was she fell, and it looks as if the Spanish athlete might have had a hand in it, Rodriguez, but we'll wait and see. So Natalie Rodriguez wins, officially crossing the line first at 4 minutes 3.36.
I've got with me Britain's Lisa Dobrinska, third in that women's 1500 metres. Congratulations, and after just missing out in Beijing, you must be feeling very happy.
I'm chuffed to bits. You know, Beijing was such a good learning curve for me. I didn't believe I was the quality of athlete that needed to win a medal in those championships. And this time around, I come around with a firm belief, you know, that I deserve to be up there. And it was so tough in the final stages of the race with Berka falling over and there being so much pushing and shoving. I just needed to keep on my feet and, you know, get myself through that last 100 metres.
Well, just take us through those final stages of the race. There was a lot of bumping and boring and a lot of contact out there. And, of course, we did see Galeta Berka go down.
Yes, definitely. It was such a physical race. But I'm lucky I came with a large group of lads in Loughborough. So they're always pushing and shoving me about, so I'm used to being in that situation and voted really well. I just held my ground and I'm not a waif of an athlete. I'm quite strong, so yeah, I can hold my ground well.
Thank you, Garfield. Our attention now is focused on the track because it's the men's 800 metres. And what a race this should be.
And it's Meladze in the lead. Lalau just pushing Meladze, just trying to get some space there. Got his feet clipped. So it's Meladze, Simons, Borzakowski, Lalau. They're the front four. And as they're coming up to 320 metres to go, Meladze still in the lead. Simons, Lalau, Borzakowski, and just behind them, coming through very quickly, is Alfred Kerr-Yego, the defending champion. 250 metres to go, still Meladze in front. Simons, Lalau trying to get through on the inside. He's been badly boxed. Borzakowski on the outside, perhaps, ready to strike. 200 to go. It's Meladze. Simons starting to come up on the shoulder of Meladze. Lalau still trying to find a way out on the inside, and it's Borzakowski out in lane two. But coming round strongly on the outside as they come into the home straight, it's Kamal. Kamal trying to find the sprint finish that took him to the 1500 metres gold medal. But it's still Meladze. Meladze's in front with 30 to go. Meladze trips, but he stumbles, but he's over the line. And he gets through by the proverbial thickness of a vest in front of Kamal, Yego and Borzakowski. We will have to wait for an official result there because that was too close to call. But I think it was just possibly Meladze who will get that gold medal. I'm fighting the noise, but I've got with me Mobalani Meladze from South Africa, the winner of the men's 800 metres. Now, Mobalani, I remember talking to you back in 2004 when you'd won the world indoor title and you said you could only consider that your career was complete when you won a world outdoor title. Now you have. What happens now?
Yeah, I mean, I finally got a gold in the outdoor, you know, and I'm very happy and grateful for it. And I think, really thank God for what he has done for me today. And now all I need to do is to, you know, look after my body, so that I'll be in good shape in 2012, you know.
Now, was there any time during the 5 years since 2004 and after you won the Olympic silver that year when you thought the gold isn't going to be mine, it's going to escape me, I'm always going to have to settle for the silver or the bronze?
Yes, I mean, I asked myself, why don't I get a gold medal in a championship, you know? Always getting a silver, you know, and people were always calling me a silver bullet in South Africa. But this year I said, stop calling me a silver bullet, you know. Somehow when you say silver bullet, it always gives me a silver when I go into a champion. You rather call me a bullet, you know. So that what happened, and then I start to believe I will have to, you know, try to focus maybe to get a gold medal in a championship.
Now, you set out your stall early. You were in front from 200 metres out and then led every single metre of the way, right the way through to the line. So I'm guessing it was your game plan to get out there early, or were you just forced into that position?
That was my plan, you know. I spoke to my coach, spoke to my manager, you know, and my wife always told me, Mbuli, you need to stay out of trouble when you're running. Most of the guys run a race just around you. So it will be better if you control the race, and I know I'm more relaxed if I'm in control with the race, and being able to change the gear in my own time was the best thing in the 200 to have a long kick, because I know most of the guys have a very explosive rhythm in the last 100, so to finish their energy I have to start in the 200.
And the two South African gold medals have both come in the 800 metres, you and Caster Semenya. What makes South Africans so good at running over two laps of the track?
I mean, it's a clean sweep, you know. If you know, me and Caster, we always come from the same region, you know, not in the Limpopo, you know. It's just something good from Limpopo, producing good 800 athletes, you know.
Thanks a lot, Mobalani. Thank you very much.
turn our attentions to the men's javelin final with Connie.
There is now just one man who can stop Andreas Thorkildsen adding the world title to his Olympic title. And that man is from Cuba, and his name is Galmiro Martinez. At 28 years old, can the Cuban come here and throw what will have to be a personal best in his last attempt to take the gold from Thorkildsen? It's a fast start for the Cuban. Martinez is approaching the line. The javelin is going high, it's going fast, it's going quite far as well. It's come down over the 85-meter mark. Over the 85-meter mark, he's running away, the Cuban. What's it going to be? 83, 84 is what he's thrown already in this competition. He needs more than 89, 59. Is it going to be enough? Is Thorkildsen in trouble? 86 meters, 41. It's not going to be enough. Andreas Thorkildsen has guaranteed himself the gold medal in his second throw of these World Championships. The 27-year-old Norwegian has added the world title to his Olympic title. A fantastic achievement by this man. Thorkildsen is king of the javelin.
I've got Norway's Andreas Thorkildsen with me, the men's javelin winner. Well, after two Olympic golds, you've finally got the world title. I know you're not usually an emotional guy, but there must be a little tingling in the system at the moment.
Well, it's I think I'll finally realize it tomorrow or something, because now I'm sort of in competition mode. And but eventually, when we get our medals, it'll be wonderful.
Do big guys cry? Is there going to be a tear in your eyes?
Well, you never know. I haven't done it before, so I don't think I'll do it now, but you never know.
And you got your big throw out in the second round. Were you pretty sure that was going to hold up for the gold medal?
I was pretty sure, yeah. It was. You can never be 100% sure, but it felt like it today, and it proved it in the end.
I'll let you go and get your medal, which you fully deserve. Thanks a lot, Andreas.
Thank you.
Well, we can bring you up to speed with some really dramatic news in the women's 1500 metres. And Garfield, we've got a new gold medalist.
Yeah, we certainly did, as we did tell the listeners while the race was on, as well as when it was completed, that the officials here would have some words to say or have actions put in place as far as the disqualification of Natalia Rodriguez of Spain. She has been, in fact, disqualified as per rule 163.2, which deals with any competing athlete who jostles or obstructs any athlete or so impede his progress shall be liable to disqualification from that event. And as a result, Natalie Rodriguez has been disqualified. So the new gold medalist is Mariam Youssef Jamal under dramatic circumstances.
Next up, it is the women's 4x400 meters relay final. And what a final it should be, Garfield.
In the set position, sent off. Even start as they make their way around that first bend just to enter the back straight away. And we're already seeing the U.S. Debbie Dunn is running very good. So too is Kapuchinskaya for Russia. Tatiana Forova will do the second leg for Russia, followed by Ludmila Litvinova and Antonia Krivoshapka doing the anchor leg. So it's the USA. Debbie Dunn has that lead based on the staggers here. So Dunn ahead of Kapuchinskaya for Russia. The Jamaicans are marginally in third now. Rosemary White just ahead of the Germans, Fabienne Coleman, in lane 8. So they're out there, the United States that is, with the lead. Debbie Dunn, and I think Rosemary White now has run Jamaica into second position based on the stagger. So Rosemary White hands over now for the Jamaicans to Novlene Williams-Mills. The United States is Allison Felix. Felix is off, and my goodness, she has a commanding lead now over the field, even with considering the staggers that are here. So it's Felix for the U.S. leading. Then back in second position, it's the Russian team. They're followed through by the Jamaicans. Then back in fourth, it is Great Britain through Christina Rugel. Then back in fifth, we are seeing the Germans now slipping into fourth ahead of the Great Britain team. But Arugo now switches gears, as up front, it's still Alison Felix leading for the United States ahead of the Jamaicans and Russia. For the Jamaicans, it is Novlene Williams-Mills. And for the Russian team, it is Tatiana Ferova. Ferova has now taken that second position ahead of Novlin Williams, while Great Britain is in fourth, followed by Germany in fifth, and behind him is Cuba and France. That's the way they change. So the United States off and running for the third leg. US through Lashinda Dimas, the hurdler, is on top by about some 10 or 12 meters ahead of the Russians. For the Russian team, it's Litvinova. In third for the Jamaicans right now, it's Sharifa Lloyd. In fourth, another 40 meters back, it's the German team. They're followed through by Nigeria and Cuba. Up front, though, 150 meters to run. It's still the American team. What a commanding performance here by the Americans. Lashinda Dimas leads by some 12 meters ahead of the Russians, who are trying to close. That's Litvinova. In third, it's the Jamaicans through Sharifa Lloyd. In fourth spot, it is Great Britain. Up front, the Americans have 50 meters to go before they hand over for the final leg. For that final leg, Sanya Rich is now getting the baton, and she's off and running. For the Russians in second, it's Krivoshapka. For the Jamaicans in third, it is Sharika Williams. In fourth position, Great Britain and Northern Ireland, followed through by Germany. Then behind them, we see the Nigerians and Cuba. Up front, though, 250 meters remaining. It's still the United States through Sanya Richards at that 200-meter mark. Still Sanya Richards on top ahead of the Jamaicans. In third now, it's Russia. Fourth spot, another 40 meters back, it is Great Britain. Then behind them, we are seeing the Germans. Up front, 120 meters to run. Still the United States. Sanya Richards is putting in a commanding performance here, as the championship record may be in trouble. It's the United States, Sanya Richards, by some 20 meters. She's running for that record. Can she get it, which is the championship record? It's now 3 minutes 17.84. They miss it. But the Jamaicans finish second. Third spot to Russia. Fourth now coming across the line is Great Britain. Then behind them is the Germans, followed through by Nigeria. And then behind Nigeria, that looks to be France ahead of Cuba.
I've got with me the US women's 4x400 meters relay winners. What a fantastic run, girls. From the top, first person off, Debbie, terrific start to the race.
Thank you. As I said before, I just want to go out there and run a good leg so these girls can go for the goal. And that's what I did.
Well, Alison is just escaping us, so we'll just jump onto the third leg. Lashinda, getting that gold medal must make up a little bit from the disappointment I know you felt after the 400 meters hurdles.
It sure does. You know, I'm happy and blessed to be on this team with them. I think we're going to be a team that goes in history eventually. And like Allison did her job, and you know, all I wanted to do was bring it to Sonya so she can run like she always does and does her best. So I was just playing my part on the team.
Well, could you actually relax on that third leg? Debbie and Allison really set you up well. You had a good lead at that point.
I wouldn't allow myself to, even if I thought I could. So it was no relaxing at all today. This is finals. This is when you run and leave it all out there on the track.
Right. Allison, you've just come and joined us. On that second leg, there was still everything to run for. You couldn't relax at all, whereas you gave over a good lead to Lashinda. So just run us over what was going through your mind as you took over the baton from Debbie.
Well, I felt really comfortable once Debbie gave me the stick. I felt like I really didn't have to do too much. I just really wanted to come home strong and give the best lead that I could.
And Sanya, you finished it off. You've got a bullet around your neck. I know you sometimes wear that. You didn't have to run like a bullet, though, today.
Yeah, I always wear it. It's my good luck charm. My mom gave it to me a couple years ago. But it was an amazing relay. Debbie Dunn ran exceptional on the first leg and gave Allison a little bit of a lead, and she definitely extended it. And Lashinda ran great, and we were able to run a really fast time and secure a gold medal, so I was really happy about that.
Good advantage over the Jamaicans, but they're already saying, just wait 2 years' time, we'll see them in Korea. What do you think?
Oh, we'll be ready in 2 years' time. I mean, our teams, we always come to the track and run exceptionally well, so I don't think it'll be any different in 2 years. So I guess we'll see.
Absolutely. No one could say you weren't ready today. Thank you very much indeed, girls.
Next up, it is the men's 4x400 meters relay final. This is the final track event of this year's World Athletics Championships. And I just get the feeling, guys, we will not be disappointed.
In the set position now, and off. So it's Nigeria, Australia, France, the United States, Belgium, Dominican Republic, Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and Poland in that order in this final. No Jamaicans, as we mentioned here. The Jamaicans finished in fifth yesterday, failing to qualify for this, the first time that they haven't made the final apart from the 1983 World Championships. So the teams are off and running. They've completed now 200 meters in this event. And the United States, through Angelo Taylor, is showing the better of the lot right now. France, through Dejean, is looking pretty good. Also on the inside, Nigeria. Well, Gopwe of Nigeria is trying to stay pace. Australia, John Stephenson struggling a bit right now. Just on the outside, Marcinski of Poland is looking good. They hand over for the second leg. The United States, Jeremy Warner is out front. Just on the outside though, Great Britain through Michael Bingham looks pretty good. Also trying to stay pace is Yon Soriano of the Dominican Republic. So it's still the United States through Jeremy Warner on top. Now we are seeing the Dominican Republic through Soriano in second position. The Australians now are in third. That's through Tristan Thomas. In fourth now, just coming up around, is Great Britain actually was now switching to third ahead of the Polish athletes. And then we find Australia. Up front though, it's still the United States. And now we have in second position actually the Belgians. Or is it the British? It is the British team. So the US hands over for the third leg ahead of Britain. Then we have Australia in third. They're followed through by Belgium, Poland, Nigeria. And then we see in sixth position France. Down the back straight away for the USA. Caron Clement is looking pretty good. So Clement has opened up now a 10-meter or so lead over Australia. The Australians are doing pretty well here. So Australia in second. In third, it is Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Then back in fourth, it is Poland. They're followed through by Belgium. Up front, though, the U.S. with just 60 meters away from the line, leading ahead of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Third, Australia. Fourth, it is Belgium, followed through by the Polish team. America off and running now for the final leg. It is LaShawn Merritt leading by some 12, 13 meters. This time ahead of Belgium. Then in third is Australia. They're followed through in fourth by Belgium. In fifth we see France. Then they're followed through by the Polish team. The Dominican Republic ahead of Poland. 200 meters remaining. It's still the United States on top. The U.S. will win this one very convincingly. They have a lead of about 15 meters ahead of Great Britain and Australia in third. In fourth is Belgium trying to challenge. But the USA will run away with this one. The U.S. runs towards the line. That's LaShawn Merritt wins in 3 minutes 57 unofficially. Britain gets second, third to Australia, fourth to Belgians, and Poland gets the position behind them in fifth. So a good run by the U.S. to get gold. 2 minutes 57. 0.37 seconds unofficially, and that will bring the curtains down on the 2009 World Championships of 12 staging here in Berlin.
So that concludes a phenomenal 9 days, and it really has been a memorable World Athletics Championships here in Berlin. So one final word from the IAAF radio team. Connie, there have been so many highlights over the last 9 days, but for you, what have been the key stories?
For me, Sam, it's all about phenomenal second places. I normally wouldn't use the words like a vice world champions. If you come second, it's a silver medal and that's the end of it. But on this occasion, there have been so many great performances to take the silver medal. But I will say they are vice world champions. Tyson Gay, 9.71 in the men's 100 meters, wasn't good enough. A national record, he was beaten by a world record. In the women's hammer, Betty Heidler, 77 metres and 12 centimetres. It was a national record, wasn't good enough, beaten by a world record. Again in the 200 metres, Alonzo Edwards, 19.81, a national record. Again, it took a world record to beat him. And we can go on to the men's discus, where Piotr Malachowski, 69.15, a national record. It wasn't good enough, it's a silver medal. And even going on to the walk, we have Trond Nymark, 3 hours 41.16, and it wasn't good enough. A national record, and he got the silver medal. For me, these 12th IAAF World Championships have all been about great vice world champions.
And what about you, Garfield?
The highlights for me at these championships are Usain Bolt's world records in the men's 100 meters and 200 meters, 9.58 seconds and 19.19 seconds respectively, and his completing the triple in gold medals, helping the Jamaican sprint relay team to gold at the same venue where American sprinter Jesse Owens captured gold in his performances here 73 years ago. How can we forget Steve Hooker of Australia? 5.90 meters clearance on his second attempt in the pole vault for men after having missed on his first attempt at 5.85 meters. 3 world records and a number of national records and personal bests by athletes who competed here made it the greatest championships for me ever.
And last but not least, let's get the thoughts of Phil.
Well, looking beyond Bolt Mania, my highlights have a very African emphasis. Wonderful championship record by Kenya's Ezekiel Kemboi in the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase. 8 minutes, 00.43 seconds. No steeplechase in a major championship has ever been won in a faster time. And into the bargain, he beat his highly rated teammate Richard Matalong. Similar scenario in the men's marathon. Abel Karui, 2 hours, 6 minutes and 54 seconds, once again striding away from his fellow Kenyan Emmanuel Mutai with 4 kilometres to go to really impress the crowds, take 1 minute 36 seconds off the old championship record. And then also, IWF radio listeners will know that I love long distance running. 25 laps of the track is grueling, but the great Ethiopian Kenenisa Bekele has now won the men's 10,000 metres title on 4 consecutive occasions. Looking into the field, what more than I can say than Blanka Vlasic from Croatia has shown that she can still rise to the occasion. This tall, wonderful, charismatic figure who's so often impressed us all around the UF Golden League circuit bounced back from the disappointments of 2008 and showed that she had still the mental toughness to retain her women's high jump title that she won 2 years ago in Osaka. When the chips were down at 2.02 meters, she flew clear, and then with the bar raised to 2.04 meters, she once again produced it when it counted and stood on top of the podium.
Well, there's been drama, there's been excitement, and it's been top-class athletics at its very best. And Berlin will definitely go down in history as a superb world championships. But from Connie Henry, Garfield Samuels, Phil Mitchell, and from me, Sam Lloyd, it's goodbye from the German capital.